Hi everybody, this is Gatsad. I just sat down to relax after a long day and I watched a really disturbing clip on Tucker Carlson regarding the killing of Uber Eats driver Muhammad Anwar. And so I posted a few comments on my social media and I just want to read them for you and then hopefully try to relax, notwithstanding how livid I currently feel. So here we go. I just watched the clip of the brutal killing of Muhammad Anwar by two teenage monsters. Any marches of protest planned against thugs, including one who cared more about her displaced phone than the dead man she had just killed? Any racial narrative to weave? No hashtags? One of the two teenagers, when the man had flown and was lying dead, 66-year-old man, Muhammad Anwar, she gets out of the car and she's screaming, my phone is in the car that she was just carjacking with her friend, and as he lay dying. Imagine for a second that Muhammad Anwar were a black man and his two killers were two white teenagers. We'd be talking about white supremacy. It would be covered nonstop by the mainstream media. The West is heading down a very dangerous path. Unlike monsters of identity politics, my moral calculus and humanistic empathy extends to all people. Hence, I'm livid at the reality that has befallen Muhammad Anwar at the hands of two immeasurably callous teenagers, devoid of a shred of decency. And this is me being diplomatic. Because someone who cares more about their phone when they have just caused the killing of another human being, a human being who could be their grandfather, who's laying right at their feet. I grieve with his family tonight. Take care, everybody.